Hello, and welcome to the last auditions episode of Race for Mount Olympus. We have, you guys have like been amazing, and we have 11 auditions tonight, which means that we've had a total of 17.
Ooh.
We said that we wanted at least 16, so we're really happy, and we're definitely gonna. This will be the last auditions episode, and at the end of the show, you'll get details on like what's coming, when the next deadline is, and stuff. So, because there is 11 of you, I'm gonna try and keep it as short and sweet as possible. Just because it's an auditions episode, and we really appreciate everyone sending in things like that. So, up first, we have Theatre Bound 31.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
True time, my all too, in my life will always All right, and that was Theater Bound singing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Yeah, it was.
What'd you think?
I'm so proud of you right now, Allison. Like, working with you and best of the rest. You're super cool and chill and nice, and you work really, really hard. And I'm so proud of you. Like, you've come so far in such a short space of time. And, like, 3 months ago, you would not have gone for those big notes the way that you did. And, this was great emotionally. I really liked it. I loved your big notes. I liked the ending bits. I just really enjoyed it, and I was so proud of you. And I'm, like, really excited to hear you grow and stuff. So I'm really excited for you to be on the show.
Yeah, I really, really like this. The song is such a big, it's just a big song. And I thought you handled it really well. I loved your build, and I loved your emotion. There were some pitch things, but, you know, we all have pitch problems.
Yeah.
I got 99 problems, but a pitch ain't one. No, a lie. Anyway, so I was really happy. I really liked the song. I liked the ending, just the little, like, soft stuff going on. Garnet can't handle herself because it was so beautiful. But I was pleased. Were you pleased?
Oh yeah, I was pleased.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you please the gods
and the muses.
Odessa, Jemima.
Because every time we say please the gods, I'm afraid that it makes it sound like we're gods when we're not. We're just muses.
We are gods.
Fine.
So I named Theater Band.
Theater Band, eh?
Odessa Dramatica, because I thought it was cool.
That's cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm so funny. I'm joking. And you will be from Ithaca, and you will join Axel Dino.
Yeah. I remember that name. Yeah, there's maybe a
yep. Maybe.
Maybe. All right. So, welcome, Theater Bound. You are in the race for Mount Olympus. So, next, who do we have?
Next up, we have Oliviana.
Oliviana? Is her name Oliviana?
It's Olivinara, actually.
Oh, that's different. Let's listen.
Yeah.
The sky looks pissed, the wind talks back, my bones are shifting in my skin, and you, my love, are gone. The room feels wrong, the bed won't fit, I cannot seem to operate, and you, chain from off the door. I'll never love, but I don't say a lot of things, and you, my love, are gone. So glide away home, so be his, and promise not to promise anymore, and if you go I'm Then I will take the chain from off the door.
And that was Elie Wiener with The Chain by Ingrid Michaelson. Did you like it?
I liked it. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big Ingrid Michaelson fan. But, I mean, it's not that I'm not a big fan of hers. I just don't listen to her. There's a difference. So basically, I just don't listen to her. I'm not the slow indie kind of person. But then people will sing songs like this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I missing out on? Like, holy crap, this is good. And I really liked your performance on it. It was very like, it felt like, I don't want to say calm, but it felt soothing to me. I don't know if that's the effect, probably not the effect, but just listening to your voice and your singing, and then when you had the rounds going on, it just like worked really well with your voice, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I think this was this song is just so beautiful for your voice. Like, it really brought out that lovely fragile, like, airy quality that you can have sometimes. You don't have it all the time, obviously, because, you know, girl, you did sing what bass. But, like,
oh, she did?
Yeah, she did.
Obviously, awesome. I pay attention to who sings what on this, on these forums.
But yeah, like, this was just great for me, really, and I loved it. Are the gods pleased?
Oh, yeah, the gods are pleased. So you're welcome to the race.
Welcome, Elie Wiener from Troy.
For Troy. Oh, man, another girl from... Wait, no. Yeah, another girl from Troy. Because what's her face?
Silver Soul Bird. What's her face?
how am I supposed to... never mind. What's her name? Because I don't know what her face looks like either. So it's like, what's her name? I like saying, what's her face?
Silver Soul Bird is from Troy. So you join Silver Soul Bird.
Mm-hmm. Lovely ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 9 months. Okay.
9. You thought of Lovely Ladies from Les Mis. I thought of Single Ladies by Beyonce. I don't know. All the single lovely ladies.
Oh my God.
Did you snort? Okay. How would you do that, though? All the lovely ladies. Because you know how they're supposed to be screeching when they sing? Like, lovely ladies. With a British accent, too. Or French. I think it's supposed to be French.
I try to introduce the next person.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't tell because you're laughing so hard.
I snorted again. Okay. Up next is Audrey Golightly 13.
Yay.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. You need a light, I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the way I am. Take my sweater, your head is aching, I'll make it better, 'cause I love the way you call me baby, and you take me the way I am. I'd buy you Rogaine when you start losing all your hair, so on patches to all you tear, 'cause I love you more than I could ever promise, and you take me the way I am.
And that was Audrey Golightly 13 singing The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson. Man, do I feel like an ass after just talking about how I'm like, oh, I don't listen to Ingrid Michaelson, and then two people audition with it. I'm sorry.
Well, you have fresh ears.
I think, yeah, I mean, I'm not like biased to be like, oh, only these people can sing. Oh, anyway, what did you think?
What would you think? Okay. Audrey, I liked this a lot. I really love like your ascended passages and runs. Like you always get those really, like do those really well. So that was fun. And this was like super chilled out. Like I can imagine you being like maybe a couple that's been married, part of a couple that's been married for like, you know, 15 years, and they're like sitting in a hammock and they're slightly like slightly drunk and they're just hanging out, and it's kind of like just really nice. You also had that smoky tone, so it's kind of sexy too, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was like, I really liked your tone on this, and then there was like a moment where she did this really kind of cool thing with her voice, like I don't know if it's like a jazzy kind of like thing, but it was like really, I can't explain, I can't point out where it was, but it was like somewhere in the middle, and I was like, ooh, little things like that make me excited. I don't know. Anyway, I really like this song, and I thought you did really good at it. Go.
And we're back. We just we're such wrecks. We just said like
I'm a hot mess, not a wreck.
What else? We said a snafu with the recording, but we decided that Audrey, you please the gods.
You please.
So, Audrey Lightly, you're from Sparta.
Sparta, from... what's up, Sparta?
Sparta, you join Rochelle Yolette and Ambie Lee. Sensual.
I wonder what guy's gonna go in there and wreck that party.
He won't be wrecking the party. He'll be joining it. Oh, nope. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tear it up.
Tear it up like a mop. Okay, so we have like more auditions we need to play through.
Yeah, let's. All right, and up next is going to be Gildragon. Gildragon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he auditioned. Did you know that? Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm on the inbox, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like red on a rose, when your lips first smiled at me, I was captured instantly. To each his own. Like blue in the sky, the look of your willing eyes touched something deep inside. The truth be known, that I love you like our little children love pennies. And I love you 'cause I know that I can't do anything wrong. You're where I belong. Like red on a rose, our little children love pennies. And I love you like good times, of which I've known many. And I love you cause I know you give me a heart of my own. You make my blood flow like red on a
And that was Gil Dragon, or Gildron Dragonio, with Red on a Rose. Did you like it?
Yes.
Constipated.
No, I don't. That was rude and mean. How dare you? Gosh, we're just going to town.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay. I'm sorry. You don't know, like constipated. That was rude.
You are. You are
rude. I just I live to hate you.
Yeah, and then you were clutching my dreams earlier. Anyway, Guild Dragon.
I love you.
I liked your song. I'm so glad you auditioned. I was like, audition. You're like, no. And I was like, oh. And then you were like, I'm auditioning, and I'm like, oh, and you're in here.
Everyone
on the show now.
Everyone around in the end.
Yes, everyone wins. What? Okay. I like this song a lot. I remember hearing this. Wasn't it on the Icon?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yes, it was. Anyway, I like this. There were, we mentioned there was a couple addiction problems, but I don't know. I'll let Laura talk about that.
Yeah, I want to talk about
that. She can talk about that. Because I was like, when she pointed out, I was like, what? But overall, I like the song. And you just have a really great tone. And I'm really glad you're on the show.
Yeah. I thought this was great. There's just this one dictionary which like really threw me off. Which is, it sounded like you said, like children love panties instead of like pennies, and that really threw me off a little bit.
Well, like I could tell, like it, like when you first hear
you
it,
have to
it sounds like
it for me because it's an American, like the way Americans say it, and
the way your face says it. It sounds like, I mean, when you first hear it, it sounded like panties, but then when I listened closely, I was like, I think it's pennies. It sounds like pennies, but it's just
it sounded like panties to me both times. But yeah,
so well, it's because you and your British way of saying things and hearing things. You need to get like an American filter.
I kind of got one. It's called Wash. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but yeah, apart from that, I love this girl. It was great. It's great placing range. Great. Like, I think it's one of your technically best vocal performances you've ever given. I thought it was awesome. Yangness.
Yangness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you have pleased the gods, it seems like.
Yeah. Gildron Dragonio, you're from Athens, and you join Mega Dizzy and Genesis.
More
in
guys
Athens.
In Athens. I wonder what woman's gonna wreck that party up.
I don't know.
I just say for that one too, since I said it for the other place.
Oh yeah. So. Janie Gailey is up next.
Janie Gailey, let's listen to this. Yeah. I don't know why I started singing.
Ms. Ostrovsky, the word is chimerical.
May I have a definition?
It means unreal, imaginary, visionary, wildly fanciful, highly unrealistic.
If I go to Washington, will I be on my own? Because if I go to Washington, who will be my chaperone? much fine. Mama, mama, mama. But you didn't react. And you'll never ask me if I join you in the Bombay sun. Mama, mama, mama. I had quietly packed. When are you returning? I know we agreed. Tell me what you're learning. Ma, I have, oh God, this need. I think Daddy's angry, Ma, and I don't know just what to do. Mama, mama, mama. Shanti, shanti, and all. I think he takes out on me what he wants to take out on you. Mama, mama, mama. How I wish you were home. How I wish you were home. How I wish you were, wish you were.
C-A-L. Highly unrealistic. Wildly fanciful.
That is correct.
That was Janie Girl singing the I Love You song, I believe, from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And I feel awesome because I figured that out.
Yeah, I was like, let me take a guess. Spring Awakening.
So I was like, eh. Wrong. Yeah. So, how did you feel about this?
I really liked this. It was like really interesting. I really like your lower parts a lot, actually. I really like your tone in that lower register, middle low that you've got going on. It's great. Thought this was awesome. I really liked all the voices. Sometimes, like, I felt like your side vocals, like, overpowered your main a little bit. So that's just a tiny nitpick. I loved your ending note. Your ending note, like, sent, like, little chills. It was like, ooh, So, yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I really like this, too. It was just, you just have a really pretty high voice, too. Like, your head was really pretty, and I just really liked it. And when you started to, like, yeah, your side pans were a little bit too much, but I still liked how you mixed well pretty with yourself. Not many people sound too good when they mix with themselves. I know when I do, sound like a robot, like Army of Robots. Anyway. and when it got high and when you were like layered over yourself and everything, I really liked it. And I really like this song. I need to listen to this musical more. I only know one song from it, but it was really good and I thought it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny Gurley, you have Please the God.
Mm-hmm.
And you are from Ithaca. So you join the ranks of Theatrebound 31 and Exeldin. Yeah.
Exeldino. I can't get over that name.
It doesn't sound Spanish. It doesn't sound Greek. I don't know what it was doing there.
Well, whenever I say funky things, I add accents too. So it's like, Exeldino, why do you not take out the pizza they ordered like 20 minutes ago? Don't ask me what accent that was.
Should we move on?
What?
Should we move on?
Rerun.
Move on.
Oh, move on. I was like, oh yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because up next is a noob. Well, she's not that new, but she's like just started to like. Plus, she's my friend Sarah, who I've met before twice in real life, and she's super cool. And she's Rosa May.
Is she British?
Yeah, she is.
I love British people.
I know. And that was Rose and May with My Soul, Your Beats. I have no idea who that is by.
It sounded a little familiar to me, but I don't listen to J-pop or K-pop or A-pop. Any of
what
those.
Did you think of it?
I'll just go through. I really liked it. She has a very pretty voice. And I mean, I don't hate songs that are not in my native language. It's just I don't understand them when people sing them, but...
Well, because they're not in your native
language. Because they're not in my native language, you know? If I could understand them... Sometimes I can understand... Sometimes I can understand a little Spanish. I said understand and Spanish in one word, so understandish. Anyway, sometimes I can understand that stuff. But I really liked the song. I can't say too much because... Again, I it's the language barrier, but I'm not going to punish you for that. I mean, I think if you can perform a song really well and you want to do a song that's in another language, I say go for it. And you did really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I really, really liked it too. I like, obviously, I have some prior knowledge of Rosen from the past, obviously.
Yeah.
So I can say like how much you've improved and things like that. But like that prior knowledge aside, like I thought this was like a really solid audition song. There was like this one note in the middle you held, and you just held it like just so perfectly, and that was like really great to hear. And I really liked this. I thought you like sounded so pretty on it, and I really liked like your transitions from head to chest. I thought they were like good.
So pretty.
Really good. So pretty. So the gods are pleased.
It's God's pleased.
We're going to say that so often. There should be a drinking game, like, whenever they say the gods are pleased. And we say it twice every time as well.
I know. You say it and I confirm it.
Yeah.
Drink! I'm
taking
a drink right now.
Oh, my.
Not alcohol, no. I'll be tore up by the time the end of this.
So, Rosea Mayer, you are from Troy.
Ah, more girls.
You joined Silver Soulbird. And, oh,
wait, no.
Even now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
So you joined Silver Soulbird and Alivi. Yeah, that's a nice group of ladies.
Lovely ladies.
Oh, waiting for a bite. Waiting for the customer. Sorry, I'll stop. I can't do it. Like, can we move on?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. You're laughing.
I know. Up next, we have Sikano.
Sikano.
Sikano. Is it really Sikano?
Really Sikano?
Oh my god.
Is Sikano?
Let's listen.
Yes.